Hi, this is Jeffrey Lewis, and you're listening to CITR.
I took a walk the other day and thought about how things used to be. That was Atlas Sound, the side project of Deer Hunter's Bradford Cox, with their cover of J Retard's, Oh, It's Such a Shame. And it is a shame. J Retard was discovered dead in Memphis yesterday, 29 years old. What the hell. Saw him this summer in San Francisco, opening, or he played with the OCs, they opened for him, and yeah, it just seems like a real waste. At the top, we heard his song, It Ain't Gonna Save Me, from his album from last year, Watch Me Fall. What a drag. No more dead rock stars, okay? Stay alive, indie dudes. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to cheer things up. We're going to listen to some comedy, some amazing comedy. Here is Paul F. Tompkins from his most recent album, Freak Wharf. And this is talking about the convention and horror movies of having the hero go to a bathroom. To put some cold water on his face. So we're going to hear some Paul F. Tompkins and some Patton Oswalt, and we're all going to feel better about how things are going, because between people dying in Memphis and Haiti and everywhere else, things are kind of feeling a little bleak. Here we go. Here is Paul F. Tompkins.
Folks, I like scary movies because I think we all like to be scared. That's not true, but... That is something that dumb actors say when they go on talk shows to promote their scary movie. Like, why did you take this role? Well, I think because we all like to be scared. No, we do not. We do not. Do you know why? It's scary. That's why nobody likes it. If you walk down the street, somebody sticks a gun in your face, your reaction is not, "This is awesome! What a roller coaster ride I am on right now with this experience. What a thrill and a chill." But there is a moment in any scary movie that will get me every single time. And it's the moment where you have your hero, right? He's the only guy that is doing anything about these werewolves or whatever. He is having a hell of a time. So there's a break in the action. He finds himself in some building or other. He goes into the bathroom. All he wants to do is just splash some cold water on his face, right? Get a little... You know, refresh himself a little bit. He's not done fighting the monsters. So, same every time. Turns on the water, and then he looks in the mirror first, as if to say, "It's you and me, buddy." It is nuts out there. Tell you what, old friend, why don't we treat ourselves to a little cold water on the face? I bet that'll make things seem a lot less bleak. So he goes down and he splashes the water on his face, and then he comes back up. Hideous monster in the mirror! Gets me every single time. And I know that it's coming, too. Like, as soon as I see the sink, I'm like, oh, here we go. It's gonna happen. Now, look. I know I'm a grown man, and movies are fake, right? But I have a bathroom. There's a mirror and a sink in there. Sometimes I'm alone in the house. But then recently I realized I don't have to be scared of this anymore because my bathroom is too small for this to realistically happen. And in order for a monster to get the drop on me, the phrase "excuse me" would have to be used. Like if he really wanted to go for the effect, right? Like if the monster was like, oh man, when he comes back up from that sink, it is gonna be, this guy's gonna lose his mind. I think they take pleasure in it because they're monsters. It's like if I'm putting water on my face and I hear, excuse me, just want to get by here. Well, look who it is. Should have turned into a bat or something, stupid. Totally know you're in here. You just get out of here. Just go. You are the worst monster. Hey, sorry about that worst monster crack. I didn't need to go that far. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at the situation. All right? Okay. I'll see you out there. I'm going to kill you. Okay. Good job.
CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, Hotbox, The Kiss Store, Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, The Whip Gallery Restaurant, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
My wife texted me the other day, sent me a text message, said, I love you.
Oh, isn't that sweet? She texted me, I love you. So I texted back, I love you. But I have the kind of cell phone, it remembers every text I've ever sent. So to save me time, it learns the words that tend to follow other words. So if I write where, and I hit space, puts up the word R. Because I'm about to write, where are you? So I type I hit space, and it puts up the word hate. Because that's clearly what I write all the time. I'm just with my phone. I hate this movie. I hate this. Then I wasn't paying attention, and I hit send. Now, I didn't send, I hate you. I sent, I hate. So if you went back and you looked at the transcript of us texting, it would seem like it's this adorable young woman who's arguing with an insane supercomputer that's about to destroy Earth. So she writes, I love you, and it writes back, I hate. It is all I am programmed to do, I hate. How eerie would that have looked in real life? That conversation, we're at a state fair, holding hands, I got a big pretzel, she's got cotton candy. She looks over, she goes, I love you, I hate. You knew that when you took my seed, woman, I hate. Bring forth my doom spawn from your stink crevice and prove the gypsy wrong. That is the fucking god-awful way I just chose to tell all of you that I'm having a child. I just hope that she gets my looks and personality. That's all I, give her a leg up in the world.
With this face and my outlook, her whole life, it'll just be a sheet cake made of victory. A sheet cake made of victory and talking owls. That will be her life.
That was the Monks from their seminal work from the 60s, Black Monk Time, one of my favorite albums ever, with the song I Hate You, which is appropriate, I felt, after Patton Oswalt's discussion about sending a text that just said, I hate. That was from his album, My Weakness is Strong. There's a DVD out as well, so if you don't want to buy the album, you can always rent the DVD from your local independent video store. And at the top, we heard the awesome Paul F. Tompkins from his album, Freak Wharf, which is incredible. Both albums are just awesome. So I'm not a huge comedy guy, but I like both of those guys, and they are at the top of their form. So Paul F. Tompkins' new comedy album is called Freak Wharf. All right. Going to play a few more songs before we go to concert listing. So we're going to play some Carl Blau. He's going to be in town tonight. He's playing two shows. He's playing an all-ages show at The Shed, which is in Chris Arifik's backyard. That's from 6 till 8. And Nick Hergovich and Rose Melberg and Adrian from Apollo Ghost are all going to be hanging out and playing some songs. And then later on, he's playing at Pat's with Makeout Videotape and Walter TV. So no excuse not to see Carl Blau play tonight. There's two chances, no matter how old or young you are. And the show at Pat's is done at midnight. Starts at 9:30. So even for those of us who have to work, it's still not that. It's still doable. It's within the realm of school night activities. So let's listen to a track from his album from last year. It's the album is called Zebra, and the song is called Apology to Pollinators. After that, we're going to hear some P.S. I Love You from Kingston, Ontario, and then some Shane Turner Overdrive. All right, let's do this. Here we go. Well, that last note wasn't part of the song. Ay, ay, ay. That was Shane Turner Overdrive from his forthcoming album, or their forthcoming album, Taped On, or the song is called Taped On Walls. Great stuff. I know the album's done. I'm not sure when it's coming out, but it is fantastic from what I've heard. So congratulations to Shane Turner, sometimes member of Love and Mathematics and the Choir Practice, and most recently Fanshawe. Shane Turner Overdrive will be playing with Fanshawe at the Fanshawe CD release party. Very exciting. I'll announce that in a second. Just to get back to the music, we also heard P.S. I Love You from Kingston, Ontario, with their song Subtle and Majestic from their self-titled EP from last year. And at the top, we heard Carl Blau from his album Zebra, the song Apologies to Pollinators. Like I said before, Carl Blau is playing two shows tonight. One is at The Shed, that's from 6 till 8, and it's all ages. The other show is at Pat's Pub, and that goes from 9:30 till 12, with a hard finish, so get there early. Also tonight, World Club is playing with Peace and Witchwater at Honey. On Saturday, Phone Calls are playing with Cat Attack and Pompoir at Goody. Wood Pigeon are playing with Chris Smith at the Biltmore. That's the early show, and the late show is Channels 3 and 4. On the 19th, Gel is playing with MT40 and Dr. Dad Sound Lab at the Fortune Sound Club. Next week, Phoenix is playing with You Say Party, We Say Die at the Orpheum. That's part of the Cultural Olympiad. Also that night, Frog Eyes is playing with Apollo Ghost and Tirana Horse at the Biltmore. That will be a very fun show. The next night, Bower Birds are playing with Julie Dwarren at the Biltmore. That's an early show. Also next Saturday, Sharing Pinks is playing with New Sensei, Makeup Videotape, and The Last Slice of Butter at Roy G. Biv. And Miley and Sheath's Moby Dick's, Beelines, Manic Attracts, Time Cops, and Roll Mock are at the Zoo Shop. Looking ahead to the end of January and February, Collapsing Opposites are having their CD release party at the Little Mountain Studios. That's an all-ages show. That's on the 29th of January. They're playing with Apollo Ghost, Half Chinese, and Sean Mrazek Lives. What a bill. On the 4th, Fanshawe is having her record release party, playing with Shane Turner Overdrive and Lost Lovers Brigade. That's at the Railway. Also that night, Prophecy Sun is playing with Francis Mantis, Katie Gogo, and Twin River. On the 12th, Vivian Girls are in town with the Best Coast at the Biltmore. On the 19th, Yacht is going to be coming to town. They're playing with Bobby Birdman and Fine Mist at Venue. Whale is coming to town on the 23rd at Fortune Sound Club. Chain and the Gang are back, and they're playing with Strange Boys and Cosmetics at the Media Club. Fan Death is playing with Little Boots at Venue on the 5th. Baron Heaven is playing at the Biltmore on March 29th. And recently announced, Spoon is playing with Deer Hunter and Mikachu at the Orpheum on April 11th. And my understanding, according to Quinn Amore's music blog, is that that's assigned seating and tickets go on sale on Friday. So if you're a big Spoon or anybody else fan, get down there, get your tickets lined up with Ticketmaster. On the 13th, the XX are playing with JJ at the Commodore, which is hilarious. Liars are playing April 30th at Venue, and Owen Palette, formerly known as Final Fantasy, is at the Vogue on May 10th. Good stuff. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Lacrosse is Canada's national sport, at least in the summertime. A much preferable sport to hockey, if you ask me. And lacrosse is also the name of a Swedish two-piece. They have a new album out called Bandages for the Heart, and this is the song I See a Darkness. Here we go.
This has gone on long enough, and I don't wanna fight. I'm not saying it's your fault, you just gotta be right. If you wanna blame someone,
I wanna blame someone.
You can always try me.
Alrighty, baby, you.
And he's a target out of mine.
Why would you mind?
As long as we're still friends.
Let's go.
I see a darkness.
doesn't have to be this way. This could be patched up, I'm sure, if we both wanted to. We could go back to before. You know I don't like to beg, but our friendship means so much.
A long time ago,
if we could just sit back,
I don't wanna talk.
Enjoy the moment, that's all.
We're not friends anymore.
No, 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 no. So let me in.
Let me go once again.
Please let me in.
Still concealed,
Hey, that was Jay Arner featuring Sloan's Jay Ferguson, the song Uncoverers from his Bird of Prey EP, which is available free for download from his website, saunaman.tumblr.com. Make sure not to do an accidental image search of Sauna Man, because you will not end up with what with the glorious dulcet tones of Jay Arner. You'll end up with other things. Before that, we heard Jay Ferguson's band Sloan from their Hit and Run EP, the song Take It Upon Yourself. And at the top, we heard La Crosse from Sweden, their song I See a Brightness. I'd like to remind you that Dunkin' Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight, Jack Fruit and Bike. On Friday, Tequila Mockingbird Orchestra CD release party with guests Blackberry Wood and Bookin' Bookin'. Saturday, Wood Pigeon is playing with Chris Smith, and the late show is Glory Days featuring Channels 3 and 4. On Monday, Analog Bell Service is playing, and on Wednesday, it's the Rock and Roll Pizza Party featuring Miley and Sheaths, Moby Dix, and Indian Wars. Come check us out at 2755 Prince Edward, just off Kingsway and 12th. And for more information, check out BiltmoreCabaret.com. Indeed, Biltmore Cabaret. Thanks for your continued support. Fandeth is Dandy Wind, former Vancouverite, although I guess she's moved back now, and a friend. And they are a lot of fun. They're a little more accessible and poppier than Dandy Wind. And I'm going to play their song Reunited. They're going to be in town in March playing with Little Boots. Also, oh, okay, here we go. Becky's been in the studio for a little bit, and now she wants to talk. What's that? Oh, no, that's CD 2. What am I doing?
I have information about that.
Okay.
According to Winnie Cooper, Tony Dallas of the SSRIs and every other band is going on tour with them in Europe for 6 weeks while they tour with Vampire Weekend.
Yeah.
So that's super cool, because even though Fandeth plays in Vancouver, but they don't really feel like a local band because they didn't really start out here, but Tony Dallas is Mr. Local.
Yeah, and we're going to lose him because people in Europe are going to see Tony Dallas, the like barrage, drum barrage that is Tony Dallas, and they're going to steal him away from us. I'm worried.
So catch him while you can. I'm sure he's playing some shows this week.
Yeah, this week, and he'll be back in town with Little Boots, or with
He'll still be touring. Maybe, yeah. I don't know if he's still touring with
play
them.
Benny, or we'll see.
I don't know. Check out winniecooper.net.
Yeah. A great website. Tristan and...
Christian.
Is it? Tristan.
Isn't it Tristan? And then there's Christian. There's Christian Flores, who DJs with Hunk the Drunk.
Okay. Well, there's a Tristan that is...
Hunk the Drunk is Tristan. Okay. Tristan Orchard.
Okay. Anyways, they're killing it over there. It's a great local blog. Lots of great music. And they also do the No More Strangers Night on Saturday. So go check out winniecooper.net. So let's hear some Fandeth. We're also going to hear some Cosmetics. They're playing with Chain and the Gang in March. And very much holding the Glass Candy Italo Disco flame. So... they certainly get my vote for that. So let's play those. We've got 10 minutes left. Yeah, we can do it. Okay, let's do it.
Walking towards all that I don't know. Drive.
Nice stuff. That was Cosmetics from Vancouver with their song Honey Honey. Before that, we heard Fandeath, also from Vancouver, with their song Reunited. And that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks for listening. Marielle's up next with We All Fall Down. She's got a hot show planned. Hot show, right?
Yes.
Whoa, she's got out a record. Very exciting. Stay tuned. Mary-Ev is up after that. And lots of other cool stuff. Robin McConnell with Ink Studs. A great afternoon here ahead of you at CITR. If you like what you heard, check out the podcast. I think it should work. That's at CITR.ca. And also check out the blog at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com to see what I played today, if you want to know the names. Okay, I'm just going to quickly play... New Magnetic Fields. They have an album out called Realism. We're going to hear the song The Dada Polka. And if you're on campus tonight, go see Brassonaut at the Pit Pub. Becky just told me about that, and it should be a fun show. Okay, thanks for listening. See you next week.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m.